Lock and load those 30-round offensive memes and get ready for the Disgruntled Show.
Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up...
Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan.
You gotta keep them separated.
So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me at track here, baby.
This is Blame the Russians for everything.
And this is Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
And as you've heard, you're listening to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by one disgruntled vet, and I'll get to the voice in the back there that doesn't know how to mute here in just a second. You're listening to us on DV Radio. What is it? WDVR. There we go. I don't have the two morons yelling at me. And with me, we have DV6 and DV Bonerwood. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm last resort guest, is what they call me.
Yeah, that's what we are tonight.
Yes, last resort or no show. I guess I could have talked to myself, but I have a really bad opinion of everything, so there wouldn't have been anybody to argue with me. That's no fun. So, I guess we're going to go into our first segment. I don't have number two, so what are we drinking? DV Bonerwood, what are you drinking?
Well, I've got a mix of Perrier water and Dr. Pepper. They're both carbonated. The Perrier rolls off the tongue and it sparkles a little bit, but that Dr. Pepper, it gives it a little bit of flavor. It's a little amberish, and it's not as aged as I'd like, but it'll do for tonight.
What the hell?
I gotta take the place of number
two. I'm drinking Poland Spring water mixed with Orange Crush, and then I'm going to bed.
I think you've had too much caffeine.
Go ahead, Six.
Just go.
There.
I was going to say, I was trying to take a page from number two's book and give that exquisite taste testing, what is it called? I don't know what the hell you call it, but I was trying to be all proper and shit.
Oh, I know his descriptions, man. He freaking goes into it like, I'm like, just tell him what you're drinking, bro. Just don't, you don't need all that. But yeah, that's number two. Number two is currently in California. And Chappie is currently probably going to be coming back to have to firefight. If y'all haven't seen the news.
What?
Fort Carson is currently up in smoke.
What's going on? I'll have to Google it.
He probably left his vape plugged in too long, and it caught fire.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's one thing.
Evacuations in place for grass fire.
You know, that's
five
one
hours
thing.
Ago, homes evacuated following fire on Fort Carson.
I have to say, that's one thing I'm so happy about tonight. When I edit this show, I don't have to hear on a vape every 2 seconds.
Yeah, everybody uses freestanding mic, and I'm like, can you, like, vape under a pillow or something? Just smother yourself or something. Dang.
Wow. Smother yourself, she says.
And that, I know you have to listen to it repeatedly, but during a record or even a show, any show, all you hear is, and you're like, stop. You're killing me.
Try some studio monitor headphones, and it's 10 times as loud.
No, thanks. I don't want to.
So I put up a post. I said, so I hear Fort Carson is burning. Well, here come the Carl memes and all that other happy horse shit. So tell me, as I missed the pre-show, how does this show work?
It doesn't. We just make it up as we go. Itinerary. We don't use those here.
So how long does this show last?
An hour and a half.
Oh hell, I ain't gonna make that.
But we're gonna cut this one down to about an hour in respect for our guests.
All right,
so
well,
we're only gonna do two segments tonight, and we'll put in some what Before we get to our next break, you two need to think of, like, the most annoying songs you can think of. You know, like the song that never ends. And that's what we'll play for these fine folks.
Oh, okay.
Get on their nerves.
Well, for those who don't know, Chappie is getting officially married. He's already married, but I guess we're going to have a ceremony. And yours truly is going to be there. And, you know, when I said I was going to go to Fort Carson to be one of his, what do you call those people that stand there? I'm not the best
groomsmen.
Man.
Groomsmen.
Men?
Groomsmen.
Oh, groomsmen. Grooms people. I'm going to be one of them grooms people because it's a PC. What? No, I don't know. I want to be one of his groomsmen. But when he called, I was down there and working down in North Carolina with the guy that's across from y'all. And I was in a good mood. He calls me up and says, "Hey, what are you doing April 7th? I'm like, "Oh, I don't know why. I got an event, but I can, if it's an emergency, I can change it around. Oh, why don't you invite me out to my wedding and be in it, being a groomsman?" I'm like, okay. So I was in a good mood. I was feeling good and everything. And now I can relate to that friggin' meme, you know, when I said I promised I would come, but that was hours earlier when I was still full of hope and life. Because me and Google are sitting here going, "All right, if we take the camper and save on hotels, we spend more on gas. What if we just haul ass there? It's 2,000 miles, so, but we're going to do it, so."
Well, while I have actual DVs on here, you know, only one of you actually listened to our show, and that's only because, you know, you're forced to. You know, we've created a couple of good comics involving DV6 there. One was a Disney movie, and what was the other damn thing we did?
A
superhero magazine thing there. Yeah. We've turned you into Captain. Well, it wasn't Captain Planet, but it sounded like it. And then we recreated your first date. You should really listen to the show sometime.
Oh, yeah.
We try to one up on getting canceled, you know, each and every week, but so far I don't know what we're doing wrong. Guess I'll have to try harder. I would say this is the show that gets us canceled, but y'all are kind of on it, so I'm safe.
About as safe as somebody eating peeps with ketchup.
Well, he's turned us into chipmunks. He's played annoying music. He's done everything but put in the chicken dance, and I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, so what's going on the farm?
Well, we got our backhoe with that huge donation we got in December, and we're actually, the vets and I are out there working. For me to go out there and work, I got to clear a whole bunch of my schedule because I got other jobs I do too. But we're actually, that backhoe that we purchased with the 90,000 something donation has been a godsend. I mean, now the vets are out there working. We get out there about 3 days a week, depending on the weather. But we're clearing some more land. We're going to get another big donation hopefully soon, and we're going to get one of those Quonset huts. The one, you know, like the aircraft hangar, not the bubbly kind, but the one, it's got the aluminum frame and it's canvas covering. And we're going to get one of those massive ones, and I'm going to create it so we can have an indoor horse riding area. So whether the barn goes up, even if they start tomorrow, the lumber has to dry for 6 months and shit, or at least three, and the foundation's not in. But hey, we get this indoor thing, we'll get the horses here, and the guys can start riding instead of having to drive a friggin' hour to another barn. But we got that going on. What else? We're doing good. We got a lot of projects lined up. I got a bunch of college kids coming next week from Rutgers University. They're going to stay in the area and volunteer their time to work on the farm for 5-6 days. So that's good. We were on Channel 5 out of Boston. If you know the station, WCVB, their weekly or their nightly news magazine called Chronicle. We were featured on that. You can find that link on VB Farms' Facebook page. It's pretty cool. We were in the news again a couple months ago. So we're doing good. So
the good kind of news, not the bad kind of news.
Yeah, I like when we make the news, it's usually for the farm. I like to put it up on the main page and say, "Hey, look, at least it's not live PD."
Yeah. Do you know how many memes we got for that? And I was like, you're on the wrong DV. See, they call us DV too, just because of the initials. So I'm always like, you're on the wrong DV. But you have, most of our fans just really, really love DV Brandy. I keep telling them I've not met her, so they can't talk to her. But yeah.
Well, there's a, what do you call it? What do you call that? Non-disclosure agreement. So we can't tell who they really are. It's to protect their anonymity. But she's hot. Oh, yeah. See, like, she's fucking hot. She, and she'll get on there. Some of the posts. Yeah, she's fucking hot. I'm married, though.
If Google hears this show, she's going to kill us.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Hey, Nevermore, you mentioned the Disney thing. Can you, like, give Six some context behind that really quick?
Okay, so DV Recoil built a malt shop. And DV Recoil runs said malt shop. Google and DV6 are both there for their first date. And DV Bonerwood is playing the We Argue Back and Forth. We settled on a fiddle in his wheelchair as background music. I do believe Chappie decided he was going to crash it. But the problem with the whole scenario is we're all gerbils at the malt shop.
So
doing the Disney crap.
So Six, this is what we came up with.
The wonders of the world is uncovered. You will believe in miracles. Their adventure will rock the silver screen. They went undetected, where no one has dared to go. For honor, justice, liberty, for hope, to keep us safe. The dark gets even darker.
A very dysfunctional, disgruntled tale.
This spring, in theaters.
So yeah, that's coming this spring. By Disney.
Oh.
Yeah. This is what happens when there's actual, well, no, we were sober for that one, so I don't know what to blame other than we get really, really bored and have no itinerary. See those things? Those are
you
just
can't
evil.
Do. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to talk about. Well, I told you. What did I tell you? Carl was trying to get out of PT tomorrow. I knew it. Number one comment. So Fort Carson was burning. Yeah.
Damn it, Carl.
Well, so what else? What else is going on? I'm still in pain. Yesterday was bad. I got shoved in. You were on the show last. On our last show, so you know about me getting hit by the tree when there's chainsawing.
But how many disgruntled vets know that?
Yeah, I'm still feeling that. But I slept good last night. I don't know if that has to do with any with the head injury. You
could
know,
be a concussion, not a big deal.
That's the only thing. Pros and cons of concussion. Pros are, hey, go to sleep.
Pretty sure they tell you not to do that, but
that's
not
a
big deal.
That's a con.
That's all right. When I banged my head on the truck for like 2 weeks, everybody's like, don't you think you should go to the ER? I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Not a problem. I got this. Just throwing up a little. No big deal.
Well, so I'm here. What's next?
What's next? I don't know because I'm usually the timekeeper, so I have no idea.
Because it's 9:20. It's 20 minutes into the show, so usually about this time, well, almost 20 minutes into the show.
Well, technically speaking, it'll be around 8:20 when this show's airing. So,
just stay tuned next for DV, whatever our show's called on DV Radio.
We're not before you guys anymore. You really don't pay attention.
Well, I'm old, you know? Oh, man, I forgot it. We're not trying to take your Tide Pods, so stop trying to take our guns. We took our guns!
How much caffeine have you had exactly?
I'm just tired. I am. Oh, man.
You must have had a really good meal.
Google has fucking... That's like having a different fucking woman. She's changed her diet, stopped drinking coffee, and everything, and she's been on it for a couple months, and it's like, who is this woman? Like, she doesn't get mad over little stuff anymore. And the meal that she just made me, oh my god, was that good. I'm like, because I did all the cooking. I used to. I don't have to anymore now. But that's another reason why people put on weight when you come to my house. Everybody but me. I might put on a few pounds. Because I like my cutlets and mashed. And stick lots of butter in there. Yep.
Then nice.
TV6, the guy we can't get to eat vegetables.
No. She got me to eat. I eat veggies now. Broccoli.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. I mean, I used to be just peas and corn. That's it. Now I do carrots, green beans, broccoli. Won't do the little trees, though. The asparagus or whatever. They look too much like redwoods.
Yeah.
But they're greenwoods.
My mom will ask me once in a while. She, I think she's trying to get me to say, get some and we'll try it. But she's always, like every few months, she's always like, what do you think asparagus tastes like? I was like, I don't know. I don't care. I don't want to know.
Let the grass grow a little and tell her to go out and take a bite of it.
Let the grass grow a little and tell her to take a bite out of it. All right.
Does anybody else think asparagus smells kind of weird? I'm not eating it. Blech.
I don't know. It just, that doesn't look like a food item to me at all.
So somebody was walking along and seen this twig growing out of the ground, and they're like, hey, let's take a bite out of this son of a bitch. Oh, that's pretty good.
That's
let's
what, we used to have somebody on the farm that used to go around doing that, but he did that to mushrooms. He's not here anymore.
Yeah, probably not a good idea just to eat random mushrooms if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, if it was growing out of the poop. That's a good kind.
Oh, well, yeah. No wonder he's not there anymore. He had a Disney trip.
Did you guys ever... That reminds me. There was a movie years ago. I guess it was in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was about two Kodak bears.
You guys weren't even born yet. What the frig?
Well, anyway.
I was born before the 80s. Shut up.
Anyway. There's a movie about two Kodak bears and these hunters, and the mother gets killed. Well, the cubs are on their own, and one of them, the movie follows, and he comes across these mushrooms and he starts eating them, and it shows him hallucinating and shit. And it's like a really serious movie, but that is one of the funniest parts of the entire movie. He sees like these butterflies at night and everything. It's cute. If you haven't seen it, it's called The Bear.
The Bear.
No, literally, it's called The Bear. It was about two Kodak grizzlies.
You know, I'm beginning to think that you are one of the people that find the weirdest, oddest movies, music, videos, and you enjoy finding them and sending them to random people. Well, not random people. It's generally one of us and going, hey, check this out. 85% of the time I laugh my ass off.
We had it on VHS, and I would watch it when I was a kid, because we didn't have cable, so.
Listen to this motherfucker. He making himself sound like he's, like, old and over the hill.
I'm serious. We didn't have cable. We had
no
cable.
Well, no, because you live in the sticks. I'm surprised you have cable now.
We had two
channels.
You
can come in if you want to.
We had two television channels. I had a rotary phone up until 96, somewhere in there.
We had tube TVs until a couple of years ago. Even after I got off of Social Security. Even if I, whatever. You know, yep. I just was like, TV works. We don't need a new one.
Well, Six, when you were here, Six, didn't you see that tube TV we've got in the living room? In the floor?
No. Right. Yep, but I didn't get to watch it too much because they wouldn't let me live in the house. I had to live out in the front yard. And then even before I could make my spot to live, I had to get a rake and clear all the poop out.
I actually had someone, when I put up that that picture of the tent, they messaged me, or actually they commented on that and said, maybe you should go out there and see if he needs help. They were being serious. They thought you were an actual homeless person.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Oh, people took it to heart. They're like, hitting with a stick or a hose or something. I'm like, you do know that's Six, right? It's not a random hobo in the mountain.
Hey, buddy. You're doing so much better since Google's been in charge of you, not me.
Oh, just so you know, that movie was originally French, and it was released in America October 27th, 1989. It grossed. Get this. This movie grossed $31,753,898.
Wow!
And it's about a bear.
that shits in the woods?
And pretty much. I like it. It's one of those films that it's just one of those you can't stop watching. Anyway, I'm in this movie.
Here's our cute little feel good from our page for the night. We just got a message, not a mean one for once. Just wanted to thank you for all that you do. You guys are truly family to me. Keep up the good work, and I will do my best to protect the home front. Sincerely yours, PV2. We'll leave out his last name. Oh, aren't you just so sweet, kid?
I was in E2 three times.
There isn't. That you are E1, not doing it right if you don't. Yeah. E1, E2. E3,
E2, E3, E2, E3, E4, E3, E4, E5, E4, E5, E4 to E2, to E1. Yeah. I've got 10 documented Article 58s.
Only 10? Man, I should have tried harder. I'm going to have to read a list. I only got 5.
But I made my E5 twice because being Rings qualified, all I got to do is get to the board and my points are 0. Well, the points are maxed out for me, so.
Well, I guess I didn't do it right. I never got demoted.
Well, it depends on what job you're in. I mean, I got Article 15 for was doing stupid shit. Like, the first one I got was trick-or-treating in the housing area. It wasn't even our post. We were supposed to be in the field. I was drunk.
I'm not gonna lie. It was hard for a lot of people to get demoted or reprimanded in my unit just because we were so... It wasn't that we were relaxed, but it was just, you know... One
chillax.
Of I don't know how to explain it. Like... I mean, people did get reprimanded and get Article 15 and did get demoted. I'm not going to lie, but to do that, to take it that far, I mean, you had to have done something out there, you know.
Well, we'll do story time of the stupid shit that we've done, and I'll be as brief as possible. One of mine was it wasn't an MP, but so that everybody else can understand it. I was an MP, and my buddy was a special effects artist who was with the engineer squadron, and we thought it would be a great idea to draw a murder scene outside the MP squadron. Yeah. Forgot they had all them cameras. Yep. Got in trouble for that one. Dead body and all.
I don't know why, but that's funny to me.
I thought it was funny, but at least I didn't go trick-or-treating.
I bet little Timmy wouldn't think it was funny.
Little Timmy, you cannot bite my ass because I'm not. I don't care. You try to shut my page down. I try not to post anything that'll get me shut down.
If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, listen to the last Derek's Talk podcast, and you'll see what I'm talking about. We got an email about the DB Radio page, so go check that out. Shameless plug.
Little Timmy tried to take out DB Radio, bastard.
I'm triggered.
I need my six.
Ow!
And I think DV6 just got bit.
On the grind, though.
Again, if you don't know what he's talking about, you need to go to the Last Barracks Talk and listen to that podcast, because apparently the dog Storm likes to bite him in the crotch.
Once in a while. And the nipples. The nipples is the funniest nipples. Part, because he and I will be talking, and he'll be messing with Storm, and the next thing you know, he's like...
The camera frame. And
it's not that he's trying to go for the nipples right off the bat, but Six will be like, cut the nipples, not the nipples. And he's motioning towards the nipples, you know, like that. And then Storm instinctively goes for his nipples, and then he gets mad because he went for his nipples.
Yeah, so Storm sounds like he's still got a lot of puppy in him. How old is he, roughly? I know y'all rescued him.
September, he was like 5 months, 6 months, 5 months.
Math are hard. Yeah, I'm kind of outnumbered. Too much army in here.
What branch were you?
Air Force.
Oh, you're supposed to be smarter than us? Dinner!
If my brain worked half the time, I would be smarter. No, see, I actually muted to cough tonight so that Bo didn't yell at me.
What'd you do in the Air Force? Were you
Security
a pilot?
Forces. Yes, I was a pilot. I flew planes.
So you couldn't be a grunt in the... Oh, no, you're an MP. That's right.
Air Force doesn't have grunts?
No, they do, but not. You are an MP, so you the planes you protected. Why are you doing this to me? I'm getting a helicopter. Getting a helicopter. Stay there. No, don't stay. Whatever. Can I reach it? Won't you disconnect me? Shit. I gotta take the headset off.
And folks, this is real life, what it's like to record with DV6. If Bonerwood tries to tell you, you don't listen. It's true. He just gets up in the middle of the show and leaves.
Yep. This is what
I deal
with.
He's not peeing with the door open.
He'll probably do it tomorrow during our meetings, too.
I got a Black Hawk. I'm flying it over him. He's just trying to attack it. I hope he took it down with his tail. Did a Godzilla.
Special guest appearance, Storm, who is under attack.
So when he goes to bite it, the blades hit him in the mouth, teaches him not to fuck with the parrot.
You use a helicopter to teach him not to mess with the parrot. Got it.
Yeah. He's out of the room. Crashed on him. And that one's out of fuel. Damn it.
So does anybody want to tell me how much time we have left in this episode? Segment?
I thought you were the timekeeper.
He's over there sniffing it.
I thought you were the timekeeper there, Nevermore.
I gotta go get it.
I thought you were the timekeeper, Nevermore.
I said I usually do. I'm not recording. You are. Please tell me you're recording.
Maybe.
Gosh. Oh, I don't know why I do this to myself every week. I don't know.
Before Six comes back, we've got a choice of two or three songs. Barbie Girl, Summer of 69, and Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Oh, we definitely have to have Summer of 69 and Peanut Butter of Jelly Time.
All right. So
what's
in
next?
Six. So I guess you want me to take us to break since I got the songs?
Sure.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back to Disgruntled Discussions. We'll end it on the second segment. Sorry, it's a short one, but Six and I, impromptu show, Nevermore needed somebody. I got a helicopter in my fucking ear. trying to go to break with a helicopter in my ear. Trying to get a break with a helicopter in my ear.
DV6, mute.
Oh, ow, damn it. We have a Black Hawk down, we have a Black...
Go ahead, try.
So we'll go to break, we'll come back, and we'll finish the show.
DV Radio. DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah. DV Radio.
You know what really grinds my gears? So many people think. They think I care about their opinion, but I don't.
You know what I mean, Dana. You know what I love you. I get out of my room.
Oh, you want to go and I press charges? Look, I'm a safe table and I have problems.
Leave us your 30-second rant on DysfunctionalVeterans.com so you can hear it on the upcoming episode of Barracks Talk, only on DVRadio.net.
You, America. Fuck you.
Woo-hoo! Don't miss the next episode of the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog. This episode features guest Bill Austin, a U.S. Army and Air National Guard veteran who has dealt with some challenging access issues with his service dog. That's the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog, Sunday, March 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on DV Radio, WDVR.
And welcome back to the shorter version of Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by one disgruntled vet and two dysfunctional vets, only on DV Radio on WDVR. And I'm pretty sure DV6 is still playing with his helicopter. Doesn't sound as bad as that. Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yep.
DV
yep.
Bonerwood, he's playing with his helicopter. Do something with him.
He listens to me about as good as he listens to Google.
Poor Google. So I guess we're going to, as soon as I find the website I just had, go ahead and do our badass vet of the week. You never met a motherfucker quite like me. I'm an American badass. Tonight's badass vet of the week is Sergeant Lee Ann Hester, a National Guard member of the 617th Military Police Company, played a critical role in wielding off a 50 insurgent attack 12 miles southeast of Baghdad on March 20th, 2005. Thanks to her various marksmanship and leadership in battle, Hester earned an honorable mention in military history books as the first Army woman awarded the Silver Star for Valor since World War II. So there you have it, folks, our badass vet of the week. I don't read all the whole article because, yeah. You know, when we say you're playing with your helicopter, then you take off giggling, it makes it sound really bad.
The other one came back to life. I got one controller, two birds flying around. He's looking at one. The other one came up and got him in the ass.
There you have it, folks. We're going to be getting calls from PETA. Dog abuse. That's okay. We like bacon. We're not vegan. Oh, God. I got nothing after that. DV Bonerwood, do you want to tell us what's happening in the world of DV radio?
Let me swallow what's in my mouth right
quick. Oh, that's bad. Let me swallow.
So I've not ate except for this morning, and I'm sitting here starving, and Nevermore's like, "Wanna do a show?" And I'm like, "Why?" She's all, "Cause they got nobody." And I was like, "All right." So I didn't eat before the show. So during the break, I was like, "I'm breaking rules of radio." And I started eating. And yeah. Oh my God. I took a big bite of bologna. Bologna.
B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
The other one came out from under the desk and got him in the legs.
But, speaking about shows, oh my gosh. Now my computer. No, you're good. Now my computer wants to be stupid. Speaking of shows, we have a lot of upcoming shows coming to DV Radio. That's right here on DVRadio.net. There'll also be podcasts. We've got a couple shows that we'll be syndicating. Struggle Brothers podcast for one. That's at strugglebrothers.com if you want to go catch up on that before it starts syndicating right here. That's with Ron Ripley and Filthy Rich. Ron Ripley is a Air Force, Chair Force veteran, something like that. I don't know. He supposedly done what Six was doing and used the remote control for planes or something. Also, we're going to begin syndicating Media Litter Sandwiches podcast. They also do a YouTube podcast. Or a YouTube series with their podcast. And they do things like social media editing, go to Comic-Con, stuff like that. I think their last show I don't want to say their last show. A couple shows ago, episode 78, 79, something like that. They were at a Comic-Con and they interviewed Twisted and Kevin Nash. And then they also, Toten, who is the Marine Crown Eater, gave us a shout out at the end because we had given him a shout out previously. But those are the two upcoming syndicating shows coming to DVRadio.net. We also have an actual talk show coming soon with David Libby. If you don't know who David Libby is, he's the founder and creator of Warrior Service, which is at warriorservice.org, and Sosera, which is available at soseraband.org. The name of the show will be Contraband. He's going to be interviewing guests to the likes of bands such as Five Finger Death Punch, groupies and roadies and stuff like that, but it'll give you an insight as to why these musicians decide and want to help veterans and the veteran community and stuff like that. Today's Wednesday, so tomorrow I'm going to try my best to get a rerun of the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog at 8 p.m. Eastern. So if you didn't catch it this past Sunday, you can catch it tomorrow night, hopefully. But yeah, that's what's coming to dbradio.net.
Thank you.
Yep, excuse me.
So one of the topics that I was trying to remember but couldn't, and this one may make DV6 rant a little bit. No, it's not gun control, folks. We are done with that one. How about kid control? You know, so they
don't let them shoot up a school.
So they don't turn into little assholes. Kid control, folks. Prime example, today, trying to sit down and eat in a restaurant. Kid beside me, screaming his bloody little head off. Smack that young'un and make him mind. What did you say? Now, Billy, let's use our indoor voice. Billy didn't use his indoor voice. He didn't have an indoor voice. Smack that kid's ass. Ugh. And another thing, since we're going to just make me rant, have you ever thought instead of having your children walk out of school to ban assault-style rifles? And I'm surprised Six didn't scream at me for that one, because we all know that that's just bullshit anyway. Have you thought about the kid that's getting picked on, sitting in the corner, depressed every day, the one that you all guess and vote will probably become a school shooter? Why don't you try going making friends with him? Yeah, that might work. You know.
I think they do that so they don't get shot.
But on a serious note, stop forcing kids into situations to where they become batshit crazy because they think that there's no other way to go. And I'm not saying this last couple of shootings was like that. I'm not going to get into it because, you know, the only sources we have are the media, and we know how accurate that shit is. I don't even, if they say, hey, did you see on the news? Nope. Mm-mm. No, probably not right. I'm not watching the news. I don't watch the news. I learn most of the shit that goes on Facebook through memes and stuff. I'm like, oh, there's a meme repeatedly going round and round. What happened? And then somebody will tell me.
Yeah, I seen something the other day, and it was some word these kids are using now. And I was like, what the fuck is, you know, that word? And they were like, it means shit or bitch. I forget what. It was something along those lines. And I was like, are you fucking kidding? Why can you not just say the fucking word? I mean, my God. The things that trend nowadays.
Good job. Good job.
Remember when the worst thing that would trend around the world was the worst song that got stuck in your head no matter how bad you hated it?
Yeah, like Menomina. Do 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 do.
That wasn't me, Six.
I think he's muted.
No, he's gonna try not to say anything.
Oh, well, I wish you had the clip nearby then. That would make him. This. There you go.
Fucking Bo. He knows me well enough. I'm that going one? To bed. Dun, 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 dun. I'm getting tired. I have to get up early. I've got fucking meetings out the ass and intake to do.
Yeah, I was going to say we've got meetings tomorrow. And a
but anyhow, no, we can. All right. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
It's an abbreviated version, right? I mean, I'm not missing anything. How can I help? Like, aren't we supposed to, like, solve the world problems and rehash everything that was hashed over the hashy week?
No. What?
Oh, I almost said something that I'll tell you off the air. Man, I'd get banned from radio.
Oh, gosh.
Because you can't joke about that.
Yeah, you can't joke about anything anymore. Hurt feelings.
I found it. Bo, I'm going to say, oh, I can't. Oh, I got my account back, so hold on, my troll account. Ah, everybody keeps trying to report it, but it's real. Okay. How do I do this? Go to Messenger.
Don't send it to the normal one.
Send it to your other one?
Yes, please.
And I gotta not say that on the air, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay, here it is. Boom, boom. That's the message I got. And that's why I freaked out. Well, I didn't freak out. I was like, we lost it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Marquis actually asked me about that.
He got it, too.
He goes, what the fuck?
Yep, it's because he hasn't been on the air, and they think we're just trying to pump our numbers up by having a black guy on once in a while.
Right, right.
But he's never on, so they banned us.
He asked me that about 2 months ago.
I don't have the black guy for the show.
Yeah, you need to get some
color in there. Like, I'm your token old person.
And what's Bo?
I'm going to send you a...
I'm the crippled. I'm the handicap of the show.
I guess that makes me the insane person, so we're covered. We're good.
You know, like when you go golf, you have a handicap? I'm that handicap of Barracks Talk. Fire.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yay. The things we talk about. You know there's going to be somebody offended by this shit. Not that I care, because...
You wish somebody would be offended by this show right now.
Well, you...
Hey, hey, hold on. Did you get this baby picture of me?
Oh, my God.
And how about this? This is him trying to carry his treat, but he looks like a weirdo.
He looks like a Todd.
Oh, that was the last meme I just put up. Somebody sent in, and it was like, we demand vegan Tide Pods. And it's a meme with the triggered face of the girl.
Oh. Triggered.
Triggered. So I'm wondering, if Tide Pods were the trend, what's next? Not shooting up the schools, folks. That's not a trend.
I actually found it the other day, and I told Six. It's kids now putting their forearm on an eye of a stove and leaving it there as long as they can with the eye of the stove on. So they're basically burning themselves and branding themselves with the eye of a stove, trying to see how cool they can be.
What is cool about that? Somebody younger than me, I guess that's going to leave you, D.V. Bonerwood, because you're the youngest. What is cool about eating laundry detergent? Or setting yourself on fire? Or burning yourself? Or...
Don't ask me. Don't ask me. I'm not in this generational repertoire of stupidity.
The sad thing is, it's not just freaking kids. We've actually gotten word from several bases where they confiscated the fucking laundry pods because the dumbass PVTs were eating them. What made you think that? Hell, I'll take an MRE over a Tide Pod, and I hate them son of a bitches. Them old ones? Ugh. The shit was green. And back in DV6's day, I don't even know. Did they give you more than crackers?
What?
MREs. I just made an old joke, and you missed it, dude.
I'm sorry.
Six was in when they still had to go fishing with a fishing rod.
How do you pause this? Sorry. How do you pause?
Six was in when they still had to go fish with a bamboo fishing rod there, Nevermore.
No, 1984, 85.
I was going to say, he was probably with the bamboo MRE generation rod. That was still coming out after Vietnam and having to like pull the cigarettes and candy out.
And MREs had just come out, and everything was like, we had to suffer through as they made them better. But the track pad, the pork patty... dehydrated pork patty, dehydrated everything. It was nasty.
Oh, the spaghetti and meatballs were wonderful. The Air Force decided they were going to be cheap and finish up the MREs, and they weren't very nice. They were kind of, my eggs and ham were green. It was like Dr. Seuss made my lunch. And it's even better coming out. Just saying.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So it was basically like you had sex with a leprechaun and then ate him.
Yep.
Yeah, that's even worse. I'm sitting here going, ugh. Yeah.
Hey, so I wasn't the only one thinking it.
disembodied voices. I don't know what to do.
You're not funny.
Damn it, Carl.
All right.
All right, how much time has this damn segment went on? I feel like we've been here forever.
Send us an email if you made it to the end of this show.
We're actually coming up on 15 minutes.
What are we doing wrong?
Everything.
No agenda, that's what it is.
Well, everything's written for the boys. Neither one of us, none of us can go, what's going on in active duty? None of us are fucking active duty.
Hey, Six, you know how we've got the time chart and then we've got the itinerary now for our show?
I appreciate it more.
Okay, so Nevermore is on our show, on our last show, and I sent it to her and she went, oh my God, your itinerary, it's so pretty. And what did you say? It was something like it's a beast or something like that compared to ours.
Yeah, mine's usually, hey, I got to go record the show. I don't even have paper tonight. Usually I've at least got something scribbled down, but I don't think I called it pretty. Have you ever heard me use that word?
Yes, actually, I have.
When? Don't say.
I'm not going to say. We can't put our personal lives out there, okay? No, I mean, and plus, I still invite PTS Dog back to my house, so we're not going down that road. So,
boy, now the rumors are going to fly across the pages.
But
speaking of pages, do you know what my favorite thing in the world is? Getting random messages of stuff like, thanks for the fake news, you bunch of assholes, only to come to find out that somebody, we won't mention any names, DV6, has posted claiming that we've made fake news or some dumb shit, and they've come over to bitch at us.
I claimed that you guys made fake news?
With the wedding. They said it was DV10 Man called it fake news in the comments, so then we got fake news messages. Yeah. They actually listen to you guys and come over.
Oh, if you know how many birthdays Chappie's had in the last 12 months?
About 7.
Oh, man. That's I told him to go over to Salty Soldier page and post a random comment. It was Operation Purple Fart Boxes ago. Me and Bo sat here. I stopped counting after 100 posts on his page.
I was about to say, you know, instead of that Folgers commercial, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. It's messing with disgruntled vets every morning. Six and I'll be here. He'll be like, oh, I sent everybody over at disgruntled. I got to go look and see how it's doing.
The problem is we don't really notice because DV6 beats us to the punch. So we don't notice. And then we get these weird messages. Or what's even better is when you go over to the visitor side and it's full of dongs. Yeah. The first thing I do is, damn it, fucking DV6, let me go over here and I'll post a screenshot. And I'm like, hey guys, do you want to fight back? They suck at fighting back. There's no point. And when they try to start a war and try to get people to go over there, nobody does it.
Mm-mm. No, nobody comes over. And when we do, it's, hey, we all got real jobs, so.
Too damn busy.
Yeah. I check the page twice a day. The last couple of days have been great. I've been resting up because of a head injury. But not on purpose. It's just, ow, that's my finger. Bite this. Oh, no, don't bite that.
Uh-oh. Don't want to know.
Excuse me. Oh, me.
Yeah, so I don't know why that happens, but about every 3 months we'll get happy birthday, Chappie, so now I've gotten to the point where I go, yeah, fucker's getting kind of old. He's having a birthday every 3 months. He's probably like 102 now. I don't know. Ain't no big deal. It's fun. Keeps the pages, you know, friendly competition. Even though some people get really damn serious. Do you know anything about dysfunctional? Do you know who you're slamming? And I'm going, easy, fella, easy. Calm down.
We're all together in this one. Thank you.
But it
has a big penis.
We all wear the same color underwear at one point in time.
No, I never wore those brown underoos. Fuck no. I wore the whitey, tidy whities.
Don't lie, you at least tried them on at least once. Don't lie.
Uh-oh.
Don't lie. No. Don't lie.
I love the fuckers who took out the ruler and measured their underwear to make sure it was 6 inches rolled. Like, dude, just make it all the same.
Oh my god.
I don't miss the days of your underwear having to be in alignment. I'm not even going to lie.
I don't have to touch them anymore. Google folds them for me.
I don't miss those days where you have to roll up every little fucking thing that you own.
Make sure those diapers are rolled 6 inches in the nursing home.
Which is where we're all headed fast.
What is it? No more than 5 pictures on the inside of your locker and shit like that? It's like, oh my god, go fuck yourself. It's my personal space.
It's your personal space, bro.
This is my safe space. Get away.
We have one. Look, it was wartime. They just gave us a gun and sent us over there. Shoot down.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
Go!
I would say this is the show that gets us canceled, but I think I'm pretty safe since it's DV saying it.
Not up to me. It's up to the fans. All right, it's 10:00. Easy. High five you, too.
Well, hopefully when it airs, it'll be 9:04.
I don't know how much time we have left, so, yeah.
We're coming up on 21 minutes.
So. Well, let's talk about My TV Store, because that's where you get our merchandise and their merchandise.
Yeah, fuckers were on TV, too. They featured your product on Chronicle.
Yeah.
Shot glass.
Nice.
Yeah. If you watched, you would have saw it. Yeah.
This is what happens when you don't keep up with DV.
Well, you usually send me a link. Did you send me a link for that?
DV it was Farm posted page. On the page.
Yeah, join me. Don't you follow DV?
Yes, but you can thank Facebook. I only see people's freaking personal posts, and then I have to scroll all the way down to find the fucking pages now.
Hey, Nevermore, I can help you out. Go to facebook.com/dysfunctionalveterans. Hit the notifications icon and make sure that you're signed up for notifications every time we post something to Dysfunctional Veterans. That's Dysfunctional Veterans on facebook.com.
Shameless plug. Well, while you're shamelessly plugging that, since you don't have DV recoil, why don't you tell them about you are tired of getting reported? Are you tired of your family telling all your friends that you're a lunatic because you posted a crazy meme? Where can they go, Bo?
They can go to dvbarracks.com. That's the DV forum. You go to dvbarracks.com. You can sign up with Facebook, or better yet, you can stay completely anonymous and sign up with your email account. You then click on your little picture up there at the top right-hand corner. You can change your picture to any picture you want to use, your name to any name you want to use, call sign, whatever you want to call it, and it's completely anonymous. You can peruse the DV forum, which is at dvbarracks.com, in anonymity. We have a lot of places over there that's great. DV peer support, that's wonderful. That's for people that, if you just are facing something and need to discuss it with peers and like-minded people, go over there. We got a resource depot. Classifieds, job postings, veteran-owned business products and services, meme wars, and unless you're just an outright dick face, it's pretty hard to get banned or even taken away from the DV forum. Again, that's dvbarracks.com. That's where the DV forum is, and you can go over there and be completely anonymous.
Wow, you sound like a professional. We sound like a bunch of turds.
That's what a live show will do to you once you've done it for almost 3 years now.
Yeah, sorry, folks. We never claim to be professionals or even efficient or even good at any of this. We just, we kind of just go do our thing. It happens, even to the best of us. But is it mydvstore.com now, or did y'all change that?
Hey, Six, are you there? Six.
What the fuck?
Nevermore's asking you a question.
Where do you buy your shit at? Is it mydvstore.com still, or did y'all change that? No? Nothing?
Sex!
He's broke something.
Hello? Oh.
Hello?
Yes, you're talking now.
Yeah, we all know at mydvstore.com. All right. There's something wrong with my microphone, and I gotta go splice some wires. No Bite Power Cord, or whatever this is called, Storm. Don't look at me. Hello?
Hello.
But what?
How are you?
What Nevermore was trying to say is you can go to mydbstore.com for any disgruntled vet stuff, as well as you can pre-order any DV gear over there right now. So go over there. That's mydbstore.com.
Do you have a promo code I can use?
Yes. Is there a promo code they can use right now?
God, fucking bacon. Just bacon, not fucking bacon.
You heard them, folks. Go put in promo code BACON and get, I don't know what percent off, because I haven't ordered anything lately, but I do need a new Blame the Shirt shirt, because I'm killing this one.
Explain that Blame the Shirt shirt.
What?
The fucking power cord, whatever.
Explain Blame the Shirt shirt.
Is that what he said? Because I was trying to hear him, and I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Six, we can hear you.
Not now.
He's not talking.
Oh, God, this now fucking show.
Oh, he's killing me.
I love you.
What the fuck's the deal with the Blame the Shirt?
What do you mean, what's the deal with it?
Oh, never mind. I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed. Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, Six. I'll talk to you in the morning. The Blame the Shirt t-shirt was actually a product of something that Six and I were sitting here one day, and everybody blames DV for everything. Literally, we made a VA t-shirt. We're the reason the VA doesn't want to help you. So I was like, hey, what if we had a Blame the Shirt shirt? And the light bulb hit, and thus, Blame the Shirt t-shirt was created. So if you want to just throw off everything, whether, you know, you checked your girlfriend or boyfriend's cell phone and they said something to somebody that you didn't like, hey, Blame the t-shirt. Blame the Shirt t-shirt is there for you over at mydbstore.com. Please grab it. I want to see everybody wearing one. That's one of the ones that I seriously want everybody wear. It's fun for the whole family. I mean, kids, teenagers, grandma, grandpa, uncle, you know, your 16th cousin, 58 times removed. All those people. So go to mydbstore.com. Get the Blame the Shirt t-shirt. And everything else that's over there. Disgruntled vets. Yeah, do that. Mydbstore.com. I'm going to say it one more time. Stop listening to the show and go to mydbstore.com. Why aren't you listening? It's just go over there. Actually, you can listen and do it too, especially in this day and time. If you're mobile, you can do it. Mydbstore.com. Mydbstore.com. Type it in. There you go. There you go. Good job. Good for you, as Six would say. Sorry, Nevermore.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Shameless plug. Yay. But on a serious note, folks, we wanted to put out another show. We didn't want you to have to wait. So, you know, we're doing the best we can. If you don't like it, there's the little button at the top. You can hit X and it'll end all of your problems. But if you're listening on your mobile device, you'll have to hit X twice. Yeah. Bet you I couldn't do that again.
Hey, really quick, Nevermore, before you do fully end the show, Disgruntled Vets' Disgruntled Discussions is now at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. That's 2000 for those that stick to military time. We changed that because a lot of people were asking, so we changed it for you guys. And if you didn't already know, and this is your first time listening, we do have a podcast. So go over there to Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, all those good stuff. Look for DV Radio, or you can use the links here on dvradio.net. And if you are listening to us on podcasts and you just did happen to stumble over it, hey, why not subscribe for future shows from all the other shows on dvradio.net? There you go, Nevermore. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't really have anything else more to say. I guess on that note, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
DV Radio.